This is a CK to Z news update. About a week after severe flooding washed away several major highways in British Columbia, the small community of Cortez hasn't seen too much disruption and availability of goods, thanks to local suppliers. When CK to Z News spoke to Ainsley Phillips at the Gorge Harbor Marina's general store on Monday, she said it was more or less business as usual.
We're really lucky because a lot of our vendors are already on Vancouver Island and already have a lot of locally sourced produce and other things, so we try to keep it as local as possible anyway, so that seems to be doing us well now. Everything kind of takes us a few weeks anyways for us to notice any big major delays, so we're fine for the moment. The only major hiccup we've had has been with our organic and natural tobacco because they're all the way in Ontario. Instead of getting our product shipped out on big trucks, we are getting flown out instead.
Phillips orders much of the produce and dry goods for the store and said that the pandemic that began last year has definitely helped the staff reassess long-term preparedness.
I think COVID really taught a lot of us some hard lessons as far as thinking ahead and being more prepared. So the only thing that we've really done differently is we just stocked up a little bit more on our bulk things. So like bulk oats and sugar and flour and things like that. We have a little bit more of a cushion, but other than that, we're resilient here. We are used to things not kind of going perfectly well all the time.
She also said that customers have been patient and understanding. This may be because in the off-season on Cortez, the customer base is primarily local residents who are well-versed in the unpredictability of island life.
Post-COVID, a lot of people have gotten a little bit more prepared for calamities like this in this time of year. People are more prepared because the ferries aren't going to run, or the weather's going to be crappy, or the power's going to go out. So we're finding that a lot of people are already prepared, which is awesome. And yeah, as far as like shorts and things go, it's one of those things where it happens. It happened to us before COVID, during COVID, and this is just the latest.
Have your suppliers mentioned anything?
A few of them have, just urging patience and urging people to not panic buy.
At Cortez Market on Monday, owner Bertha Jeffrey said the local supply has been steady, but she has seen shortages with some of the products they source from further afield.
A lot of our suppliers are on Vancouver Island, so there didn't seem to be a problem there at all. But they tend to be a little bit more. So, I mean, we go with the bigger outlets like Safeway to get a lot so that we can keep our pricing down. Today, I've ordered some for tomorrow, and one of the companies we order the majority of our food and our produce from, it's Sobeys. We were shorted probably 90% of our produce.
Oh, wow. Is that company coming from the mainland?
Yes, but we have another source out of Victoria, and hopefully they'll be able to cover those things. We'll see what happens tomorrow. The other company that we order a lot from has put limits on it, so we can only get 2 bags of sugar and only 2 cases of toilet paper and that sort of thing. So they're trying to make sure everyone has a little bit rather than selling all to the big store.
Is there anything else that you've noticed regarding to this situation?
I noticed personally our customers don't seem to be hoarding. Like, they don't seem to be buying 6 cases of eggs or anything like that. We don't have a shortage of anything that I can think of due to the flooding. And also, the suppliers are really working hard.
One obvious limit on availability has come via a provincial government order regarding car fuel. The order states, quote, "If you are not operating an essential vehicle, you are limited to purchasing 30 liters of fuel per trip to the gas station," end quote. The restriction is currently in place until the end of the month and applies to the Gulf Islands, Vancouver Island, Sunshine Coast, as well as flood-affected parts of the Lower Mainland and Sea to Sky Highway. CK to Z News knows of at least 2 Cortez residents who had first-hand experience of the fuel shortage in Victoria last week, which appears to have been unnecessarily created by people panicking and overstocking on gas. But Dan McTeague, president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, said in an interview last Friday with CTV News that most of the gas sold on Vancouver Island comes from Washington State refineries and is delivered to Mid-Island by barge. Therefore, the cutoff road access to Alberta and other areas beyond the floods in the Lower Mainland doesn't impact the local market, and McTeague said the fuel supply should be steady. When asked if there are any foreseen interruptions on the ferry routes between Cortez and Quadra Islands and Campbell River, Deborah Marshall, Executive Director of Public Affairs for BC Ferries, emailed, quote, "We have fuel contracts with suppliers and don't anticipate shortages," end quote. She also said that the flooding had not impacted BC Ferry services. Canada Post, on the other hand, issued a yellow service alert for four western provinces on November 15th, according to Phil DeGault, who works in media relations. He submitted this statement, quote, Canada Post recognizes the difficulties facing many residents and communities across the province resulting from the severe rainfall. We are putting contingency plans in place to move mail and parcels into and out of BC through various channels and to restore or maintain postal services. While mail delivery continues wherever possible, customers may experience some delays in receiving items destined for BC or originating from the province. Customers sending time-sensitive items to or from areas in Western Canada should consider using Express Post or Priority Service to help ensure timely delivery of their mailing. End quote. The extreme rainfall that resulted in severe flooding in five total areas across BC's Lower Mainland and Southern Vancouver Island culminated in the province declaring a state of emergency on Wednesday, November 17th. The federal government has deployed the Canadian Armed Forces to assist with flood relief. According to a press release accompanying the state of emergency declaration, quote, approximately 17,775 people were evacuated due to impacts from the flooding, with 5,918 properties on evacuation order and 3,632 properties on evacuation alert, end quote. Meanwhile, Environment Canada warns that another storm is on the way, set to touch down overnight Wednesday and last until Friday morning, with total expected rainfall between 40 and 80 millimeters. The Fraser Valley and the Sea to Sky Corridor, two areas that are still dealing with the aftermath of the last storm, are particularly vulnerable to more heavy precipitation. You've been listening to a CKTZ news report about the local impacts of the British Columbia floods.